Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. McCarran Farm Talk on Wednesday got an update for the Minnesota Farm Bureau and policy issues with Shane Isani of Northwestern Minnesota. They first talked about how things are going in the fields in Roseau County.
You know, people are starting to roll a little bit now. Quite a bit of tillage going on, some fertilizer, ourselves, we haven't gotten any seed in the ground yet, but we're right there. We're right on the brink of getting some going here. So
super. All right, and you mentioned to me yesterday that the first seed that you're going to stick in the ground is what?
I think spring wheat will be our first thing. That the small grains can handle a little bit of colder soil temperatures, and while you look out the window and you think things look good, you got to look at the calendar too, and we're still very, very early, and it's still a little bit of a risk to put things in too soon.
A week ago today, when soybeans were up 70 cents, everybody wanted to plant soybeans. But today, spring wheat's up 12 to 13. So, hey, planting spring wheat's a good idea today.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, it sounds good.
All right, District 7 Board Director for Minnesota Farm Bureau. You've been involved with Farm Bureau probably most of your life?
Well, yeah, started out several years ago, kind of at the county level, as a member, a county board member, became a county president, and then actually moved up to district director representing Northwest Minnesota, and I'm in my second term there with Farm Bureau. So,
all right, you made the news a couple of weeks ago when Kevin Papp announced he is not running for re-election this fall at the state convention, and you're the first one to throw your hat in the ring.
Well, yeah, myself and our vice president actually did it the same day, but no, that was on March 29th at our council of county presidents, and you know, Kevin Papp's been such a great leader, and he's done such a tremendous job, and after 16 years, he decided to go a different course, and we're so thankful to have him as a leader, and I took the opportunity of an open position and would be really honored if I could get that job, and I think it's so important for agriculture in Minnesota.
You bet. Representation from the, you know, they call it Greater Minnesota or outstate Minnesota. Most of the people live in the Twin Cities don't even know that Roseau County exists. So, yeah, we need a little more representation.
It certainly doesn't hurt. We're known for being close to Lake of the Woods and fishing, but we aren't always known as a big ag area. But as you come up here, it's surprisingly a lot of ag, both on the livestock and on the crop side. So.
So are you going to take out a whole bunch of TV ads and go door to door? And so what kind of a campaign are you going to run, Shane?
Well, I don't think I'll go along those lines. Not quite that intense, but you know, most of the activity will start to take place during the summer months when counties have their annual meetings. And so I'll be kind of running all over the state as I'm invited to those. And those are the people who vote for our president and vice president. Those are the delegates from each county, all 78 counties that have farm bureaus. And so that's what I'll be doing mostly. Some person-to-person contact also, but mostly it'll be running around to the different counties and looking to gain their support.
Again, that is Shane Isani of the Minnesota Farm Bureau. This is Inside Agriculture.